Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today. Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the Dolo White Podcast. Now, most of the time, this podcast floats between being informative and challenging societal norms, but not every episode. Today's is a little bit different. Today's is a straight-up interview with who is, in my opinion, a budding star. My guest is author of The Other Black Girls, Zakiya Dalila Harris, and we talk all about her book, her journey from working in publishing to being published to now adapting her book for a new series on Hulu. She is super dope, and I'm sure you'll enjoy getting to know her as much as I did. So let's do it. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
Live.
Yeah, what's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
Right here.
A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat-out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolo White Podcast.
Episode 42 now of the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today, author of The Other Black Girls, Zakiya Dalila Harris. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Excited to chat.
Yeah, this is your first book. And from what I've read from your bio, you worked in publishing for 3 years. And now somebody else is working in publishing for you right now, which has got to be a great feeling. Is that kind of the steps that authors take a lot, is to work in publishing? And then,
I mean, it depends, kind of. I do know a lot of writers who have worked in publishing, and I also know a lot of editors who've also been writers. That's a good question. So it isn't uncommon. It isn't uncommon. And when I actually quit publishing to write this book, I wasn't the first. I knew a lot of people who've done the same thing. So
I know the book is The Other Black Girl. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And then I've read some background on it. Haven't had a chance to actually get into the book yet, but I've read some background on it. So tell us kind of the synopsis, where, you know, not enough information where nobody has to buy it, but, you know, enough information where we get the gist.
Yes, absolutely. So in a nutshell, it follows a young Black woman named Nella. She has been the only Black person working at this very white, prestigious publishing house in Manhattan for a couple of years. So she's really excited to finally have Hazel, who is the other Black girl. And she starts working in the cubicle next to Nella's. And at first, it is wonderful. Nella's like, I have an ally, someone who gets all of the things that I have to go through as the only one. But of course, there wouldn't be a story if there wasn't conflict. And the relationship becomes more and more fraught as very mysterious things start happening in the office. And Nella ultimately wonders who Hazel is and what her true intentions are. Gotcha. So that's my little teaser.
In your background, I read that, you know, you have been in that space many times growing up where you were the only Black person in the room. I believe it was your elementary school and middle school. And then even working in publishing, were you the only?
I mean, not as bad as Nella, but I was one of two Black people on my floor at the time. So it's pretty close.
As a white man, I always try to listen to those experiences, because as a white man, you're never in those situations where, you know, I'm not comfortable somewhere. Mm-hmm. So can you kind of describe what that is like, working in that environment or growing up in that environment?
Yeah, I mean, it's very surreal. And I often think of double consciousness, which is a term that was coined by W.B. Du Bois many years ago, terms of constantly looking at yourself through this other lens. And that lens is the white gaze often. And so I remember as a young person growing up with this very strong, firm sense of like Blackness and who I was and my lineage and where my family came from. But also I'd go to school every day and I'd be the only black person in my class, or one of two Black people in my class. And Black History Month would roll around and it would be so uncomfortable for me at times, especially learning about slavery and being that only one and only example of Blackness. It was a lot as a young person, and then working in publishing in a place where things are often coded and kind of commodified, even like ideas, in the best way and also sometimes in the worst way. My identity also became a big part of my feelings about who I was in the workspace. And it often affected how much I spoke up or how confident I felt speaking up as an entry-level employee. So a lot of those things that I have experienced found their way into Nella and all the Black women in this book.
So when you're in publishing, and especially being the only Black person on your floor or in the company at that point, did you go to that company first with the novel idea, or did you kind of seek outside? Were you not? What was that? Because there's already a level of discomfort just saying, "Hey, I want more. I want to be an author." But then you've got all these other factors that play into it as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because when I wrote the book, I mean, of course, I was channeling my own experiences having worked in publishing, and also feeling like I worked in a very specifically old school, stuck in the 1950s kind of way of doing things, and the mindset of like, this is the way it's always been done. Now, we did end up actually querying my book with both of the places I worked at, because I worked at two imprints, at Penguin Random House, which was a trip because this is less than a year after I quit and I'm going into this workspace and I'm like saying hi to like the front desk reception. She's like, "Oh, I know you, like, come on up." Like that kind of weird, like I'm riding in the elevator, but I'm not riding in the elevator as an assistant this time. Like, right. I'm in power, and it's been really cool, but also weird. Like,
yeah.
It's weird to have an assist. Like there's an editorial assistant who helps me and is wonderful. And It's just a different dynamic, but I also feel like having been an editorial assistant, knowing how hard that job can be, I have so much appreciation for just all of the people who are working, who have worked and are continuing to work to help make this book be everywhere, because it feels like it's everywhere.
did you have any coworkers that maybe made their way into the book indirectly? They kind of give you the side eye, like, "Wait a minute, this is me."
I mean, I cannot confirm or deny.
Probably best to play it safe.
Bits and pieces.
Was there somebody that in the office that maybe you were trying to avoid because you're like, "Hey, I wrote this bad characteristic about this person, and I don't want to see them."
Thankfully, so after, I mean, I haven't talked to too many people, although I am in touch with a lot of people that I worked with, but I did leave to work to finish this book. So I'd only had a few pages when I was still there, but I definitely, yeah, I am waiting for that person to kind of be like, "Hey, I don't know if you remember me, but like, is this me?" But I will say that's not what I wanted to do, because even though there are so many things you can make fun of, and I did in different ways, I also didn't want this book to feel like it was just this one rebuke of this one particular place, right? Because I do feel like if you can just point to the people in the book and be like, "Oh, that's that person. Cool, that's not me." Like, I don't think that's helpful for the conversation, because it's like, this is bigger than publishing. It's bigger than media. I think it's the problem and lack of diversity is everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And regardless of the industry people are in, they're probably going to read and relate to a lot of, you know, who your character is in that book. So, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it can be experiences drawn from all over the place. When you're going from where you went in publishing into getting a book deal, for all aspiring authors, like, how do you go from that? Because you still, I guess you still had bills to pay when you left your job, right? And
yeah,
how does it, what does the structure of that look like?
I mean, for me, I was very fortunate where part of why I could quit was because my partner moved in with me and we were splitting rent. And that's a huge thing. And that's another reason why publishing's not diverse in the first place, is because the pay is pretty garbage for a young person who's living in New York and trying to just have one job. Like, I had a lot of hustles. Like, I was freelancing at the same time I was working in publishing. I was writing. I was doing other things. And so I had that kind of cushion, to help me have that space. And then I was working at part-time jobs. I worked in a cupcake shop. I taught creative writing to children. I was doing jobs that really took me out of the corporate space, which was really important for me to like really bring me back to the things that I love, which is talking to people, trying to figure out how people tick, and also just writing and how much fun it is.
I would also think that you know, having that satisfaction, or not even to get to the satisfaction yet, but just to that sense of, I don't know what's going to happen next, but I know I'm on to something, is a good feeling. I've been there a couple times in my life, and it's, it's like, I can't put my finger on I don't know how the story ends, but I've really got a great idea here, and I know this idea is going to work. I just don't know the details of how it's going to work. So for you, was it like, did you send, you finished the novel, you send it out to different publishers, and it's kind of like a bidding thing, or?
Yeah. So once I felt really good about the draft, which took lots of drafts, we sent it to a lot of editors. We made a spreadsheet, entire spreadsheet, and I got to be a big part of it because I knew the landscape pretty well of like houses and where I wanted to, you know, how I wanted to package this book. And so, yeah, once we did that, we had a lot of interest, and we ended up having more than 20 meetings, wow, I believe, in person. This was like the month before COVID, by the way. And I was in offices for days just talking to people about the book and the characters and all the different ways people would publish the book and what their vision was. And it was really cool. And also honestly surprising, because I really did not expect to get that kind of response. Wow. Like I was hoping I'd just get like one person who wanted to publish it. And like, that would have been wonderful.
That's the goal, right? You want to get published. It doesn't matter how many deals you get. You just want the one to get it published.
One.
Yeah. I would imagine. How meticulous are you about? I would imagine writing a book, I can't imagine doing anything that meticulous, because I would think that like every word, you could be like, I could change this word to this word. And then I can't imagine kind of what that process is.
I mean, I like cringe at the idea of sitting down and like reading my book cover to cover, because I do feel like I would be that person who's like, oh, I could have worded it this way. So knowing when to walk away, I think that's the thing that I'm still figuring out. But but I ultimately, like, again, I did a lot of drafts of this book, and finally feel like I was able to land at that balance. At least that's what I hope.
Is this something you think is going to make it to TV, movies? Is that being worked on already?
Yeah, I'm actually co-writing the TV adaptation with Rashida Jones right now.
Wow. How different is that?
It's so different. It's so different. I mean, first of all, like the writing process itself is like way more collaborative, obviously, than writing the book was. So letting people into my world in that way at first, it was daunting. Like, I'll be real, like it's your baby. It's my first book. And so at first I was a little like, are you sure? Like, just when I was first having the conversations before Rashida, just with TV people. But then it's like, oh, okay. Like, this actually, like, oh, wait, yeah, no, definitely. Like, this needs to be a show. Like, there are so many threads. There are so many ways I can dive deeper into the character. So it was really fun. And it's been really fun. But definitely a lot of learning, because I've never done screenwriting before.
So you do a season, I don't know, one season, two seasons based on the book. And then after that, if the show's a hit, we're just going to say it's going to be a hit. Then you have to come up with, you know, a whole other season. Are you feeling any of that pressure? Or are you just trying to enjoy the moment right now? I hope you're enjoying the moment.
I am. And you know what? I definitely have foreseen what happens after the book ends, like in my own head. So I actually feel... and you'll have to talk to me afterwards. No pressure, but the ending leaves a lot open. So I'm just excited to explore that.
That's amazing. And do you have ideas for your next book already? Or are you trying to not put that on yourself?
There are ideas right now.
Okay.
yeah. But definitely Black characters, our world, but also maybe a little bit of another world too.
Being that this book is taking off so much and you're already getting into TV and all, is it hard to even find the time to come up with different ideas to write a whole other book? Like before, like your focus, but now it's like you've got to be in five different places.
And that's the thing that I'm figuring out the most, is like how to respect my time and also like advocate for my time and be more just mindful about what I can do, because I do want to do it all. Like my character, I want to do it all if I can, but I can't. It's impossible to give as much of myself as I want to. So really just being mindful about making sure I am doing that and giving myself some time to get back into the groove of writing a book and letting the ideas just percolate a little bit.
Well, I think you're on the road to great success. And if this is the only time you get to do this podcast, then I'm honored to have had you on. And but hopefully, no matter how big you get, you know, this podcast continues to grow as well. And, you know, we can kind of grow together, and you always make it a point to come back on anytime. Course. And if you're ever in Nashville, make sure you look me up. I can tell you where all the good restaurants are. So, yeah.
Oh, I will absolutely take you up on that. I've never been, and I can't wait to come out. One of my good friends just moved out to Nashville.
Dope. Yeah, it's a great food city. So Zakiya Dalila Harris, the book is The Other Black Girl, and it's going to be coming to, you know, a small screen, the Netflix, or I don't know who your deal is with. Is it Netflix?
Hulu.
Yes, it's going to be coming to Hulu very soon. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so much fun.
Yeah, come back on anytime. Seriously.
I will. I'll take you up on that. You'll get sick of me.
Absolutely. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. You can book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience right now, starting at only $350. Cinema Anywhere Nashville provides your choice of a 16, 24, 36, or even 100-foot screen, plus projector setup and sound system. This is a super dope service that wouldn't just be great for corporate and work events, but also birthday and holiday parties, or if you want to have a romantic evening with your significant other. Cinema Anywhere Nashville is perfect for all of those things. They have the right experience for you. Follow them on Instagram right now at Cinema Anywhere Nashville and book your cinema experience today. I want to say thank you once again to my guest, Zakiya Dalila Harris. Awesome person all the way around. Super talented. Check out the book, The Other Black Girl. Follow her on IG at Zakiya Dalila Harris. I'm sure we're going to see big things from her coming up in the future. Big episode next week. We talk all about voting with Tequila Johnson and Charlaine Oliver from the Equity Alliance. Looking forward to that conversation next week. That drops Wednesday morning. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and rate and review. And no matter what platform you're listening on, make sure you're following and subscribing. And I definitely appreciate that love. Follow me on Instagram as well, at DolaWhite101, DOLEWITE 101. That's the same for Twitter, TikTok, Clubhouse, everything. Anyway, big episode next week. Check me out. That's it. I'm gone.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.